10 years had passed since Emmanuel had been banished from the palace. In this time, he hadn't seen much of anyone. An eternity of solitude would drive anyone mad, and his time alone was already starting to wear on him. Long ago, he discovered Queen Miria's order to increase production of human blood, which forced the humans to hand over more people during the offering. He'd never tasted human blood himself, and he felt it was his duty to save as many people as possible. Compassion was a foreign concept to many vampires, but it wasn't lost on him. He, like many other elders in the coven, had once been human. And while his counterparts elected to leave such sediments behind in their humanity, Emmanuel chose to hold on to them. Regardless of how many centuries passed, he would not allow himself to become one of them. Some shred of humanity would always be with him, no matter the horrors he witnessed in the human processing centers. While in captivity, the only person who came to see him was his friend Baldassare, who visited him now and then with news of what was happening back in civilization. Baldassare had also helped him get into the offering center, where he saved those people who were guilty of no crime. Knowing the humans he rescued couldn't return to Hymen, he helped them set up a life of seclusion in the Shadowlands. Doing so helped him cope with the torment of never being able to see his daughters. Somehow, it made him feel as if he was righting a wrong the coven inflicted upon the world. Deep in his heart rang a song of woe for his daughter Evangeline. He hadn't been able to make contact with her since the day he'd heard her screams of heartbreak, the day her lover died, and from the looks of things he'd never be able to. In his mind, the coven had taken everything from him, and now the time had come to take from them. For an immortal, time passed faster. The years became hours, and decades became days. It seemed like only yesterday he'd been humiliated in front of the entire kingdom. For the last decade, that incident had riddled in his mind. It had only reinforced his motives to bring about the end of the coven's rule. More than anything, he wanted to see his daughter Anastasia, which motivated him in rebelling against this powerful enemy. It wasn't until Baldassare introduced him to a vampire he knew and trusted that Emmanuel became sure of the rebellion. Natif Abdel Noor, the chief operations officer for intelligence and tactics for the coven. Natif harbored the same sentiments as his former king. Neither understood why the coven kept its reasons of these laws a secret. The only thing they knew was that the truth had to be revealed. Free will and passion were not emotions that were meant to be repressed. This should be felt and exercised fully, without restrictions. Thus, Natif agreed to help Emmanuel in his quest to create a new kingdom, a new society where humans and vampires alike could live as they so chose. Many nobles in Verena wanted a new way of life, yet none of them dared to challenge the coven's rule, particularly with Queen Miria at its head. Emmanuel was the only person who had the courage and will to defy. That which had ruled since the age of the vampire came to be. Therefore, this night, Natif and Baldassare would do the unthinkable, something that if they were caught would cost them their freedom. They would help Emmanuel escape into the Shadowlands, where he could meet those loyal to his cause. He would build strength, calling upon all those who believed as he did within the Nine Kingdoms to help in overthrowing this aristocracy. He knew where this road would lead. He knew the risk. Nevertheless, this was something he had to do, not for his own sake, but for the sake of his offspring. His mind was made up. Natif would help him escape this night. Emmanuel gathered everything he would need for the journey and bid his isolated home for the last 10 years goodbye. With his bag strapped to his back, he approached Natif, looking for reassurance that this would work. The night had descended, and it was only a matter of time before the Countess would make her way.